Acts chapter 11.
The apostles and the brothers in Judea heard that non-Jewish people had also accepted God's message. However, there were some Jewish believers who argued with Peter when he came back up to Jerusalem. They said, "You went into the homes of men who are not Jewish. You even ate with them." Then Peter began to explain the whole story to them. He said, "I was in the town of Joppa. While I was praying, a vision came to me. In the vision, I saw something coming down from the sky. It looked like a big sheet. It was being lowered to the ground by its four corners. It came down and stopped very near to me. After staring, I looked inside it, and I saw animals, both tame and wild. I saw animals which crawl on the ground and birds which fly in the air. I heard a voice say to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill any of these animals and eat it.' But I said, 'I would never do that, Lord. I have never eaten anything that is unholy or not pure.' But the voice from the sky answered a second time, 'God has made these things pure. Don't call them unholy.' This happened a third time. Then the whole thing was pulled back up into the sky. Suddenly, three men came to the house where I was staying. These three men were sent to me from the city of Caesarea. The Spirit told me to go along with them without having any doubts. These six brothers here also went with me. We went into the house of Cornelius. Cornelius told us about the angel that he had seen standing in his house. The angel said to him, 'Send someone to Joppa. Invite Simon Peter to come. He will tell you words by which you and everyone in your household will be saved.' After I began my speech, the Holy Spirit came upon them, the same as he did upon us in the beginning. Then I remembered the words of the Lord Jesus when he used to say, 'John immersed people in water, but you will be immersed in the Holy Spirit.' So, God gave the same gift to these people that he gave to us who believed in the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. So could I stop God?" When the group heard these things, they stopped arguing. They gave glory to God and said, "Then God is allowing non-Jewish people to change their hearts and have life too." So the believers were scattered by the persecution which occurred after Stephen was killed. Some of the believers went to places far away, like Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch in Syria. The believers told the message in these places, but they told it only to Jews. However, some of these believers came to the city of Antioch. They were men from Cyprus and Cyrene. These men were also talking to non-Jews, telling them the good news that Jesus is Lord. The Lord was helping the believers. A large group of people believed and turned to the Lord. The congregation which was in Jerusalem heard about these new believers in Antioch and Syria. So the believers in Jerusalem sent Barnabas to Antioch. Barnabas was a good man. He was full of the Holy Spirit and full of faith. When Barnabas got to Antioch, he saw how much God had blessed them. This made him very happy. He began to encourage all the believers in Antioch. He told them, "Never lose your faith. Always obey the Lord with all your hearts." A large number of people became followers of the Lord Jesus. Then Barnabas left for the city of Tarsus. He was looking for Saul. When he found Saul, Barnabas brought him to Antioch. Saul and Barnabas taught a large crowd. For a whole year, they met with the people who answered God's call. In Antioch, God called the followers of Jesus Christians for the first time. About that same time, some prophets went down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them was named Agabus. Agabus stood up and spoke. With the help of the Holy Spirit, he predicted, "A very bad time is coming to the whole world. There will be very little food for people to eat." This famine occurred during the time when Claudius was Caesar. The followers of Jesus decided that they would all try to help their brothers and sisters who lived in Judea. Each believer planned to send them as much money as he could. They gathered the money and gave it to Barnabas and Saul. Then Barnabas and Saul brought it to the elders in Jerusalem.